View your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 69. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 45. Bright sunshine tomorrow, 77. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 59.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the legal deadline for the EPA to finalize biofuel requirements for 2022 has come and gone with no action, and that has one U.S. senator pointing the finger directly at the Oval Office. Renewable volume obligations, or RVOs, were due yesterday.
This is the date that these should be finalized, and they aren't going to be finalized, and that's bad news for ethanol.
Longtime ethanol booster, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says the buck stops at the Oval Office.
The president campaigned on support for biofuels when he was campaigning in Iowa, and he's a green energy guy. Biofuels are much more energy environmentally positive than petroleum products.
Well, Grassley has this advice for the president.
He should put his actions as president where his mouth was during the campaign. And so all he has to do is pick up the phone and call the director of EPA and say, get these volumes out.
The Renewable Fuel Association said refiners don't even have the blending requirements for this year, so there's no way EPA can ask them to show compliance for new standards in just a few months. Meanwhile, Grassley says biofuel producers, corn and soybean growers will continue to face demand and price uncertainty. And USDA has announced the theme and program on the 98th Ag Outlook Forum that will be held virtually February 24th and 25th next year. The theme is New Paths to Sustainability and Productivity Growth. The program will focus on innovations to minimize the environmental footprint of agriculture and ensure sustainability while improving crop yields. You can visit the Agriculture Outlook Forum website to register and learn more. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A pending lawsuit filed by the wife of a wounded Wichita police officer and the dealership that owned the SUV used to run him over has been resolved. Retired officer Brian Arterburn sustained serious injuries when he was run over by Justin Terrazas, who was fleeing from police in a stolen SUV in February of 2017. In 2019, Arterburn's wife, Claudel, filed a lawsuit against Eddie Chevrolet Cadillac for negligence for not reporting the stolen SUV until after Arterburn was hit. Details of the resolution were not released. A 26-year-old man is behind bars in Jefferson County following his arrest on child sex counts, authorities said. Kenneth McClellan was arrested by officers from the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. McClellan was arrested in connection with several offenses, including attempted aggravated indecent solicitation of a child sex act with a child under the age of 14. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Having trouble finding a new car this holiday season? Can't wrap your mind around paying massive markups? At Midwest Kia, during the Kia Command the Season sales event, you won't have to worry about being left with a lump of coal. Grab your holiday spirit and head to Midwest Kia to put your name on one of over 200 new 2022 Kias that will be here in time for Christmas. And Midwest Kia has the better way to buy with the inventory to match. Never priced above sticker, all with the best stocking stuffer in town. Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, we want to get you approved, even when the other guys have said no.
No.
With as little as $600 cash or trade, you could get your credit back on track and get into a brand new Kia today. For the best car buying experience in town, visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
On select models, approved credits and warranties, a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A 13-year-old Wichita boy has died after being hit once in what police believe was an accidental shooting. The Wichita Police Department responded to the report of a shooting around 6:30 p.m. Monday in the 4300 block of South Bernita, that's near the intersection of Seneca and MacArthur. Officers found Waylon Treat, 13, suffering from a gunshot wound. He later died at the hospital. Investigators say a 16-year-old family member brought a gun to the home and both boys were handling the gun when it went off, hitting Treat. Wichita Police Department's Trevor Macy on gun safety.
Make sure if you have children in your home and there's guns in your home that you're educating them about firearm safety. Make sure that you're keeping firearms in a safe location away from where children would gain access to them.
That audio courtesy of KSN. In other news, crews were responding to a two-vehicle crash early this morning on U.S. 75 just south of Topeka. The crash was reported around 7:10 a.m. in the 4700 block of Southwest U.S. 75 Highway. This is Kansas Mid-American Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A jury has awarded $26 million to a Sarpy County family who sued Children's Hospital and Medical Center in Omaha after their child was sent home following a fall, then suffered seizures that left her permanently disabled. The award is a record for medical malpractice in Nebraska, but could drastically be reduced under Nebraska's $2.25 million cap on medical malpractice verdicts. The jury on Monday awarded $21.5 million for a lifetime of medical care and damages to 5-year-old Vivian Morisak and another $4.6 million to her parents. A 78-year-old woman has died after her car was struck by a pickup in Omaha. The accident happened at the intersection of 144th and El Dorado Drive. Police say a 2012 Toyota Tundra was driving above the 45-mile-per-hour speed limit when it struck a stopped 2017 Chevrolet Malibu. The driver of the Malibu, Patricia Brinkman, was pronounced dead at the scene. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Frankfort Annual Giving Day Tuesday generated 881 gifts, totaling nearly $137,000 toward 32 qualified nonprofit groups and causes. The Marshall County Fair Association was top dollar recipient with over $21,000. Frankfort Rec received nearly $19,000 with the Frankfort Care Home, Frankfort Schools, and the Great School Restoration Project, around $10,000 each. Each qualified for a 50% match through the Frankfort Community Foundation. Mailing contributions may further boost the totals, and contributions toward the Frankfort Community Foundation are welcome anytime, but will not qualify for the match. Additional details are on the group's website, frankfortgives.com. Vermilion has been awarded a State Department of Transportation grant of $5,000 toward pothole repair and chip seal of Main Street with a 50% community match. This was among 20 projects recently approved statewide. Nebraska Department of Economic Development has announced 7 grant recipients for owner-occupied housing rehabilitation, with Blue Springs and Beatrice sharing in the $2.67 million in funding. $315,000 was awarded Blue Springs and Beatrice $547,000. Pre-application submissions include 7 in Blue Springs and 43 in Beatrice, with final review and recommendations to precede City Council approval. A domestic disturbance call November 25th in Hollenburg led to the arrest of David Craig on pending charges of criminal theft, criminal and unlawful discharge of a firearm, battery, and interference with a law enforcement officer. He was released on $15,000 bond. Burglaries were reported November 26th at Moe's in Lynn and the Palmer Cafe. United Bank and Trust announced a $100,000 contribution toward the remodel and expansion of the Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in Seneca. The capital campaign toward the project continues, with Kylie Floyd and Courtney Schmelsley among contacts. Another recall effort for the Nemaha Central USD 115 School Board is set, with election early next year to determine if Owen Zinke violated state statutes and actions the board took with regard to mask mandates. Amy Sedbeck earlier held her seat on a recall vote 254-85 in the district. Marysville Chamber, Main Street, is looking for businesses and organizations interested in participating in the Santa Parade this Saturday at 11 a.m. Parade will start at the old courthouse at 13th Street and come down to 8th Street on Broadway. This year's theme is Christmas Vacation. The Chamber is also seeking volunteers and nominations for board positions beginning next year. Morning meetings are the fourth Wednesday each month at 7 a.m., and board members participate in events throughout the year. Contact the Chamber Main Street at 713-1725 for additional details. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host an Irish Christmas celebration Wednesday evening featuring Christmas in Killarney. Traditional classics with world-class dancing will be highlighted. The free will donation performance begins at 7, with doors opening Wednesday evening at 6:30 in the Marysville High School Auditorium, seating on a first-come, first-served basis. Patricia Clausenbutcher, age 83, of Greenleaf, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 6, with a vigil service following at 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Patricia Clausenbutcher. Dolores M. Sutton, age 104, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Dolores Sutton. Henry Hank DeConing, age 100, of Burchard, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Faith Baptist Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Burchard Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7. At the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Hank DeConing. Shirley M. Kern, age 92, of Washington, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Shirley Kern. Cynthia Cindy Jill Bartlett, age 66, of Diller, passed away Monday. Memorial service Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Diller. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family greet friends Thursday, 6 until 7. Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Cindy Bartlett. David M. Stiggy, age 69, of Washington, passed away Monday. Graveside service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Cemetery at Greenleaf. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for David Stiggy. Pat M. Wells, age 70, of rural Odell, passed away Sunday. Memorial service Friday, 2 p.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wymore. Private family interment at the Prairie Home Cemetery, rural Diller. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 5, at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Pat Wells.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly sunny today, high near 69. Tonight, mainly clear, low near 45. Warmer on Thursday, lots of sunshine, high of 77. Thursday night, mainly clear, low of 41. A cold front works its way through the area on Friday, beginning a cooling trend. We'll have lots of sun, but a high near 64 degrees. Friday night, mainly clear, low near 32. High of 51 on Saturday, mainly sunny. Saturday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 36. On Sunday, mainly sunny, high of 56. Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 23, high of 47 on Monday, mainly sunny. Monday night, increasing clouds, low of 34, high of 52 on Tuesday, mainly cloudy. Tuesday night, mainly cloudy, will cool to a low near 31. On Wednesday, we'll have a mix of clouds and some sun, high near 53 degrees. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood on KNDY.
Average high temperature early December 48, record high on this date 75. The average low 27 and the record low 3 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:28, sunset this evening at 5:05.
Can December claim status as the number one month? Some data that supports that argument today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 1st, the 335th day of the year. Singer Bette Midler celebrates a birthday, and Rosa Parks became a civil rights hero on this day 66 years ago by refusing to give up her seat on a bus. December may be the last on the calendar, but it's number one in plenty of categories. In the market for a car or a boat, you'll find the biggest discounts typically in December. The post office, Amazon, FedEx, and UPS are all at their busiest in December. It's both the best and worst month to visit Walt Disney World. You'll find it least crowded during the first 2 weeks and most crowded in the final 2 weeks. And popping the question is a favorite activity. December is number one for marriage proposals. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about December at almanac.com.
Rise and shine, it's Elsie Grace's annual pajama party this Saturday. Come shop in your pajamas from 7 to noon and get a special discount. Enjoy samples of fudge, shop a wide variety of gifts for everyone on your list, and do it all in your pajamas. Only at Elsie Grace's in Frankfurt this Saturday. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Wichita State goes in search of its third consecutive win at Gallagher-Iber Arena tonight when it takes on the Oklahoma State Cowboys in non-conference action. WSU defeated OSU on its home floor in December of 2017 and 2019. Prior to that, the Shockers were combined 2-17 in Stillwater. WSU and OSU revived their series in 2016 and will play for the fifth time in 6 years. During that span, the road teams are perfect 4-0. The game will air on ESPN Plus tonight starting at 7 o'clock. Four Kansas Jayhawk volleyball players end the season on all Big 12 teams, including one Big 12 Freshman of the Year. Carolyn Bynum was named Big 12 Freshman of the Year and selected to the All-Big 12 First Team and All-Big 12 Rookie Team. Fellow freshman Cameron Turner was also on the All-Big 12 Rookie Team. Super senior Jenny Moser and sophomore Carolyn Crawford are All-Big 12 Second Team honorees. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Washburn University's new indoor facility is ready to welcome young track and field athletes. Visit Topeka announced the annual Topeka Super Indoor Invitational on Tuesday is backed by two track and field world leaders, Kenneth Ferguson and two-time Olympic qualifier Cliff Wiley. Washburn University will host the event in its one-year-old indoor facility. The meet is set for February 19th. And speaking of facilities, K-State Athletics is recognizing Ward and Brenda Morgan of Manhattan for their lead philanthropic gift to support a new K-State volleyball arena. They said the new Morgan Family Arena will break ground in early 2022. It's scheduled to be open in time for the 2023 season. The arena will include a seating capacity of approximately 3,100, two practice courts with retractable seating, two video boards, team meeting rooms, locker room, team theater, and coaches' offices. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
The Axel Eagles are the 2021 eight-man football champions, and we're here to discuss it as we hear from players and coaches all week long on the TVL Spotlight. Then we transition quickly into Twin Valley League basketball starting on Thursday. I'll tell you what you need to know about TVL Hoops, the TVL Spotlight, on the podcast page at KNDYRadio.com.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball, live on KNDY.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Poinsettias are a holiday favorite to give and receive. That is, until the leaves turn yellow and start falling to the floor. Follow these few tips to keep your poinsettia looking its best. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Protect your plant whenever it travels outdoors, then remove the protective sleeve as soon as possible. The upward bent leaves release ethylene that decreases the longevity of the colorful display. Pinch off the yellow knobby growths in the center of the colorful leaves known as bracts. This helps extend the colorful display. Pick the right location. Place your plant in a cool, bright spot out of cold and hot drafts. Water thoroughly whenever the top inch of soil begins to dry. Then pour off any excess water that collects in the foil-wrapped basket or saucer. Overwatering and leaving plants sit in excess water is probably the most common cause of failing plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Head to downtown Marysville for the Marysville Christmas and Santa Parade with activities starting at 9 a.m. See the tremendous Christmas tree display at the historic courthouse. Listen to the Marshall County Community Band at 10, followed by the Platinum Dance Company at 10:30. Santa arrives in his parade at 11 and will be at his house afterwards. Plus a live nativity, the Flint Hills Dulcimer Club, and more at a Marysville Christmas this Saturday.
Waterville invites you to Christmas on Commercial Street this Saturday. It's a kickoff celebration for the holidays with the Santa Express rail rides operating on the Central Branch from 3 to 4:30. Kids crafts and activities for all, snacks and goodies downtown, story time at the library, cookie and ginger house, decorating and ornament making. Enjoy hot soup and cinnamon rolls for a free will donation at the community center beginning at 5 Saturday as Santa arrives to greet youngsters. Cap it off with the Christmas tree lighting downtown at 6 in historic Waterville. Blue River Veterinary Clinic provides compassion, skill, and experience with your animal care. Dr. Nicole Porter offers wellness exams, vaccinations, boarding, grooming, dental care, surgery, and radiology services. Walk-in appointments or call Blue River Veterinary Clinic in Waterville. Citizen State Bank's offering a free gift when you open a new checking account. Existing customers can earn a free gift just for referring someone new at the Citizen State Bank's Waterville, Marysville, and Hanover. Speed up your internet with Blue Valley Technologies. Check out their installation specials and complete service, Blue Valley Technologies. Don't miss Christmas on Commercial Street. It's this Saturday in Waterville.
And curly head dolls, a toddle and pool, elephant boats and kitty cars too. Santa Claus is coming to town.
For a time, the Burnham family flew crop dusting jobs in western Nebraska. Perhaps it was good training for flights they would someday be making in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. But the most dangerous part of the mission would be something they encountered on the ground. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Martin Burnham grew up the son of missionaries in the remote jungles of the Philippines. Martin was inspired by the work of pilots who supplied those remote outposts when he was a kid.
Their airstrip was 350 feet straight up the side of a mountain.
Today, the mission agency makes sure those airstrips are longer and up to modern standards. Martin's wife, Gracia, married into the family's desire to reach remote tribes with the gospel. Martin got his license. He even flew as a crop duster in Imperial, Nebraska for a time, but the pair eventually went to the Philippines.
They called him Mr. Cool. Just before they landed, he would straighten his shoulders and move around in his seat and get ready for the landing, and he did that safely, mishap-free, for 16 years.
However, when Martin and Gracia were on holiday in the country, their lives quickly changed.
We just were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Taken hostage by militant Muslims, and for the next year we lived with them, hiking through the jungles, trying to stay away from the Philippine military, who of course were trying to rescue us.
Martin and Gracia were forced to hike miles each day to stay ahead of their potential rescuers. It was a most difficult time.
I would talk to God. God, I need some water. Realized that I was nagging at God, and He knows what I need. And I just always changed my prayer. God, you know what I need right now. Just help me to be patient till you bring it to me.
The Burnhams' captivity lasted over a year before a rescue attempt was made to free them. You can hear the full interview of their story on our podcast, Farming the Countryside. Show 171. Just go to farmingthecountryside.com to hear it. And our story continues right here next time as we travel the countryside. In Derby, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Homestead Real Estate and Auction will sell farmland for the Mervyn and Marjorie Family Farms Friday, December 3rd. Two tracts, including 271 acres more or less, Pottawatomie County, Kansas cropland, sell at 10 a.m. at St. Columbkeel's Parish Hall at Blaine. Tract 1 is 204 acres more or less, terrace cropland, the balance mostly hayed waterways. Tract 2, 36 acres more or less, terraced cropland with one hayed waterway. The two farms are three-quarter mile away from each other on the paved Westmoreland Road with utility and rural water service. Then at 2 p.m. Friday, 246 acres Marshall County, Kansas cropland will sell. Tract 1, 82 acres more or less cropland, Majority Creek bottom, Elm Creek and timber, features recreational hunting and fishing. And Tract 2, 79 acres cropland north of Highway 9. The farm is 46 acres terraced, 33 acres, majority of bottom ground. For inspection or information, contact Homestead Real Estate. This land auction for the Merv and Marge Nord Family Farms will be held Friday with the 10 a.m. sale at St. Columbkeel's Parish Hall at Blaine, the 2 p.m. sale at the Blue Rapids Community Center. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a real estate and farm machinery auction for the Stephen Hazenkamp Trust Saturday, December 4th. Real estate sells at 10:30, household and tools at noon, followed by vehicles and machinery. Sale to be held northwest of Baileyville at 2504 B Road, Axtell. The real estate includes a 7.5-acre parcel with a well-kept 1997 two-bedroom ranch-style home, full basement, half-finished, vinyl siding, metal roof, several outbuildings included on the property. The remainder of the farmland will be sold in several tracts. They will be selling tractors, trucks, a combine, grain and livestock trailers, machinery, a Great Plains no-till grain drill, front loader, rotting mower, UTV, and more. This real estate and farm machinery auction for the Stephen Hazenkamp Trust Saturday begins at 10:30 with the real estate. Household and tools sell at noon, followed by vehicles and machinery. Sale at 2504 B Road, Axtell. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a real estate and farm machinery auction for the Stephen Hazenkamp Trust Saturday, December 4th at 2504 B Road at Axtell. Real estate sells at 10:30, household and tools at noon, followed by vehicles and machinery. To be sold, 284 acres of Nemahal County farmland, pastureland, and farmstead in six tracts. The farmstead is a 7.5-acre parcel with a two-bedroom, 1997 ranch-style home, full basement, half-finished, vinyl siding and metal roof, several outbuildings, including a two-car garage. The other farmland will be sold in several tracts. The machinery items will include tractors, trucks, a combine, grain and livestock trailer, plus a front loader, machinery, riding mower, UTV, and more. For inspection of real estate, call John Klein, broker and auctioneer with Klein Realty and Auction. This real estate and farm machinery auction, Saturday, December 4th at 2504 B Road, Axtell, begins at 10:30 with the real estate, household and tools at noon, followed by vehicles and machinery.
Have to adapt to their environment, and their body language will tell you how they're doing. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Go out in the yard and see what your trees are trying to tell you as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
We've all seen trees with gnarly branches, odd-shaped trunks, and evidence that they weathered a few hefty windstorms. Trees have very expressive body language and can show us what's going on in their world if we pay attention. Eric Berg is a program leader with the Nebraska Forest Service. He says a tree that's open-grown and exposed to a lot of wind from the south might have a majority of its canopy pushed toward the north and east. Another sign of a tree fighting the wind is what's called buttress roots.
Those are those very large roots that transfer energy from the stem of the tree into the roots and to the soil. And they'll literally have a buttress shape to them, like the bottom of an old Roman pillar. You'll see a very broad base to it. So if you see an oak tree, for example, with very large buttress roots, you can tell it's been taking a lot of wind load or load of some sort and transferring that energy from the stem into the roots and soil.
Trees know when one of their many appendages has been hurt. Say, for instance, there have been insects or borers feeding from the inside of a branch and making it weak. Berg says the tree goes to work sealing the wound by adding more wood to the damaged area. It often looks like a callus.
Over time, because that branch has been weakened and the tree is trying to compensate from that damage, it puts more and more wood there. And so you'll get branches that aren't necessarily round, they're more misshapen. And that's a difference of compression wood or tension wood. And the tree reacting to the things that have been damaging it and trying to add more strength to itself.
Take the time to appreciate that every branch, bark ridge, and oddly shaped stem is a purposeful reaction of your tree responding to its world. Learn more about the body language of trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials, but even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
You've heard of plant-based diets, but have you heard of planet-based diets? That's next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. The World Wildlife Fund is promoting something it calls planet-based diets. Brian Locken's title is Global Food Lead Scientist for the Fund.
We talk about nature-based solutions, but the thing that we need to wrap our heads around is the fact that even if we implement the most innovative, regenerative agricultural practices, if we don't shift consumption patterns, we will still drive land use change. We will still drive greenhouse gas emissions. We will still drive biodiversity loss. What all of us are saying here is that we have to talk about both things at the same time.
Not only that, says Locken, but it has to happen globally.
We have to therefore step back and say we live in an interconnected global food system. We have to start working together more. We have to start breaking down borders, and we have to figure out that we live on one planet. That's a very scary concept in the world that we live in, especially now, but we're not going to be able to solve it otherwise.
Locken appeared in a recent episode of the Food Tank podcast. He suggests that the planet-based diet can reduce greenhouse gas emissions, wildlife losses, agricultural land use, and premature deaths. To learn more, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. We're going on right now until Thursday is the Amarillo Farm Show going on at the Civic Center in Amarillo, Texas. And we sat down with Kyle over at Livingston Machinery as they have their booth set up at the Amarillo Farm Show talking about some of their great deals and products they have going into the new year of 2022. As we sat down with Kyle, and he says the farm show so far has been a great success.
Hey, thank you. The farm show is going wonderful. We had a good crowd this morning. It slowed down a little bit this afternoon, but beautiful outside, so everybody's outside doing something, but hoping for a good crowd starting in the morning again.
He said they were excited at the Amarillo Farm Show to be talking about some of their latest products, as they are the official dealers of Fendt and Malibu products in the Mid-America region to help you on the farm.
We've got five locations, two in Oklahoma, three in West Texas, and we are your local Fendt dealer, Fendt tractors, and Manitou telehandlers. And so we here in the booth, we've got three Fendt tractors here, and a couple little loaders, and then also a Staley steamer, which is the hay steamer we use, along with a small spur biter. So our booth is full, lots of equipment. Come climb in it, look at it, look at this new Fendt 1000 series, the new 900 series, and we've got the horsepower sitting right here in the booth.
He goes on to say that they have both new and a pre-owned inventory for you to look at.
Yes, new and used, so lots of everything. As far as the used side, we've got it on the ground. Inventory is getting thin, just like anybody else right now. But give us a shout. If we don't have what you're looking for, we'll help you find it. And when it does come in, we'll get you fixed up with it.
And he says if you need financing.
No problem at all. We handle a finance through AgCo Finance or AgDirect or with your local bank. So we can handle that for you, no problem.
Again, that's Kyle with Livingston Machinery. You can find them online at livingstonmachinery.com. Also, make sure to check them out at the Amarillo Farm Show going on today and tomorrow in Amarillo, Texas at the Civic Center. When you're a military veteran or service member, you're significantly more likely to be a target for fraud. The scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why the AARP Fraud Watch Network and Operation Project Veterans provides free reports on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family with AARP. On a mission to support veterans, go to aarp.org/veterans today.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Federal Reserve Survey of Agriculture Credit Conditions shows that farmland values rose in the third quarter. The value of non-irrigated cropland rose by at least 12% in all the participating districts in the survey.
The rapid increase was consistent in most states, with annual increases of more than 20% in some areas. Supporting farm real estate markets, interest rates on farm loans remain at historic lows, and strong farm finance has also led to further improvement in agriculture credit conditions. Now, despite consistent concerns about the increasing cost of inputs, ag lenders expect farm income and credit conditions to remain strong through the end of the year, alongside higher commodity prices. At the same time, the rising value in farmland has bolstered farm balance sheets and provided additional support to the ag sector. The outlook for farm finances and ag land values remains strong through the end of 2021. Well, Republicans and Democrats have made little to no progress in negotiating the annual appropriations for departments and agencies for the 2022 fiscal year. The continuing resolution that had been funding the government for fiscal year 21 levels since fiscal year 22 started October 1st expires on Friday. Now, the government will shut down partially unless Congress passes another CR before then. Further complicating things for Democrats is that Congress will soon need to raise the federal debt ceiling again to keep the government from hitting its borrowing limit. Republicans have insisted that Democrats use the budget reconciliation process to do just that. The Democratic leaders in the House Appropriations Committee calling on Republicans to start negotiating with them on a final fiscal year 2022 spending bill, but Republicans say they won't agree to a fiscal 22 spending bill until Democrats agree on some unspecified policy riders. That's an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
The house has to look just right before the holiday guests arrive. That means refinishing an old wood floor, laying new tile, or nailing down hardwood flooring. Don't worry if you don't have the right tools or equipment. Hometown Lumber and Hardware does. Visit them and rent the floor sander, tile saw, or floor nailer for all the projects that need work done. Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville notices the impact you make when you shop local, and they thank you for your business and support.
Concrete stave silos have dotted farms for over a century, but what goes up must eventually come down. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's smart to make the right agronomic choices, and it's even smarter to get rewarded for them. With the Bayer Plus Rewards Program, you earn cash back on seed, herbicides, and other eligible products. And it keeps getting smarter, because now you can earn an additional 10% bonus when you send your redemption check to your retailer. To learn more, contact your retailer today. Protect your yields and get the most from your land with Bayer Plus Rewards. Visit MyBayerPlus.com and see program terms and conditions for full details.
If you're not planning for the future, you're already falling behind. Thinking about what's next on your farm means staying one step ahead. At Commodity Classic, you'll cultivate better strategies to modernize your operation, where you can focus on yield and take your profits to the next level. The future is in your hands when you join us in New Orleans, March 10th through 12th, 2022. Learn more at CommodityClassic.com.
Silos made from concrete staves and wrapped in metal bands are iconic farm structures. They've been around for over a century, and some are still in use today. However, many are succumbing to age and the elements and should be taken down. John Sisolak is the owner of Mainline Builds, a silo demolition company in Wisconsin. He says when the staves are compromised, it's a good indication the silo is at the end of its useful life. This includes the condition of the base and the roof.
A concrete stave silo typically has an aluminum or steel roof on it. So if the roof gets blown off, that allows moisture to kind of get down in between all the seams where the staves are put together. There'll be a real, real thin layer of mortar that kind of holds the silo together on the inside. Once that gets compromised, that has a tendency to kind of weaken the structure as a whole.
If the silo is leaning and there's nothing in the way, he says it can be pushed over with an excavator or bulldozer. However, safety is your first priority, and the job is best left to a professional.
My methods are I kind of start from the top, and everything goes to the inside of the silo. So there's no risk of things falling to the ground and injuring people that may be close by or anywhere in the vicinity. It preserves lives as well as property. Usually we'll use like a fairly large boom lift, but 90% of the work is just done by hand.
After the silo is down, the concrete and the steel bands can be recycled, and some use the staves for landscaping. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about taking down a silo at agriculture.com.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit for a Wednesday. Still seeing a lot more green on the board, at least than what we did yesterday, which is good news. Still kind of mixed, mostly higher for the grains and the livestock today. All eyes are on Friday's report coming out of Canada for their different production of their grains across the nation, as they are expecting Canadian wheat production to come in right around 21.2 million metric tons. That is down a little bit compared to last year's 35.18 million metric tons. The spring production of wheat is pegged to be at right around 14.7 million metric tons versus last year's 25.84. So wheat production just a little bit lower in anticipation than what we had seen last year. We'll get those full numbers coming out on Friday of this week. In the wheat market today, though, we are mixed. As Kansas City wheat for December is down 7.5 right now at 8.11.5. The Chicago wheat is in the green by 2.25, sitting at 7.76. In the corn market, December corn up right now 5.5 in the green at 5.72.5. That's good news in the oats market. They've been struggling most of the day today. December oats currently down 11 points at 7.12 per bushel. In the soybean market, mostly green numbers here. January beans are up 14 points at 12.31.25. The bean meal for December is up $6.70 at 3.55.5. And the bean oil up 21 cents at 55.32. In the cotton market, still mostly lower here. December cotton is down by 35 cents at 111.30, with the canola for January in the green 9.5 up at 9.96.75. So that's good news. Live cattle and feeder cattle mostly in the green today as well. Lean hogs are mixed across the board moving through the day. Over in the U.S. dollar index, we are mostly lower right now. December index is down by 2 pennies at 95.98. In the 30-year bonds, we are green slightly. Not a lot of movement up there today, sitting at 163. At 10-year notes are in the red slightly, sitting at 131. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier on a Wednesday.
Having trouble finding a new car this holiday season? Can't wrap your mind around paying massive markups? At Midwest Kia, during the Kia Command the Season sales event, you won't have to worry about being left with a lump of coal. Grab your holiday spirit and head to Midwest Kia to put your name on one of over 200 new 2022 Kias that will be here in time for Christmas. And Midwest Kia has the better way to buy with the inventory to match. Never priced above sticker, all with the best stocking stuffer in town. Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, we want to get you approved, even when the other guys have said no.
No.
With as little as $600 cash or trade, you could get your credit back on track and get into a brand new Kia today. For the best car buying experience in town, visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 tandem disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers, a very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
Christmas Day, a Christmas Day, a Savior Christ and His name.
Christmas Day, on Christmas Day, before they sailed into Bethlehem, on Christmas Day in the morning.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.